Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House impeachment managers are spelling out then-President Donald Trump's role in the deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building last month. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports Democrats are driving home their argument that Trump was directly responsible for inciting the chaos and violence that left five people dead, including a Capitol Hill police officer.
House impeachment managers are trying to establish a pattern of Trump condoning violence as long as his supporters are the ones acting out. Congressman Ted Lieu says Trump's lack of remorse and refusal to denounce their actions poses its own unique and continuing danger.
That is why we have to hold President Trump accountable, to send the message that it is never patriotic to incite a violent attack against our nation's capital, and that future presidents will know that they cannot follow in Donald Trump's footsteps and get away with it.
Lieu also slammed Trump for not paying his respects to the Capitol police officer who was killed. It took Trump 3 days to order flags lowered to half staff. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The White House's President Biden held a call with Chinese leader Xi Jinping Wednesday, first since Biden took office. Biden raised fundamental concerns about Beijing's economic practices that the president describes as coercive and unfair. The White House says Biden also underscored concerns about Beijing's crackdown in Hong Kong and increasingly assertive actions in the region, including toward Taiwan. Meanwhile, the Chinese government is banning BBC World News from broadcasting in the country. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the move comes after Britain's regulator did the same to Chinese state television earlier this month.
China's broadcast regulator accused the BBC of failing to report accurately and impartially while undermining China's national interests and ethnic solidarity. Most recently, the Chinese government criticized and denied BBC reports that women in internment camps for Uyghurs and other Muslims in Xinjiang were subject to rape and torture. The BBC says it's disappointed with China's decision and insists it reports fairly, impartially, and without fear or favor. The Chinese government already censored some BBC content, and the broadcaster's TV audience in the country is tiny. The BBC has not been allowed to broadcast directly into Chinese homes. It's been available in international hotels and the homes of some foreigners and more globally minded Chinese. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
Chicago Public Schools welcome back a small number of students to classrooms today. Students return after weeks of strife over the terms of reopening. WBEZ's Sarah Karp has more.
Preschoolers and some special education students are the first group of students being offered in-person instruction. The agreement between the teachers' union and the city delays the start of school reopening for elementary school students until March. The union is hoping that will give teachers more time to get vaccinated.
Sarah Karp reporting. This is NPR News. Dr. Anthony Fauci predicts that by April, it'll be, as he put it, open season for vaccinations in the United States. The White House's chief medical advisor on the coronavirus pandemic says he expects COVID-19 vaccinations will speed up as more supplies become available. And Fauci says it is possible to reach herd immunity by late summer. At least five people are dead after a massive crash on icy roads in Fort Worth, Texas. Miranda Suarez from member station KERA reports a pileup involved at least 100 vehicles.
The early morning crash had one of Fort Worth's major highways backed up in both directions. North Texas is in the middle of an unusual bout of cold weather, and icy roads made it hard for first responders to even make it to the scene. Fort Worth Police Officer Daniel Segura says he's never seen anything like this in his 20 years on the force.
I would like to ask everyone to please keep in your prayers the families who have lost a loved one in this massive fatality accident.
The city has designated a community center as a place for people involved in the crash to reunite with their loved ones. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Suarez in Fort Worth.
Criminal charges have been filed against a 67-year-old suspect in Tuesday's mass shooting at the Alina Health Clinic near Minneapolis. According to the filing, Gregory Paul Ulrich shot and wounded two staff members in the reception area, then headed where patients were being treated and shot three more Alina employees. One victim died. Authorities say the gunman set off three homemade bombs. They found a fourth device that did not detonate. This is NPR.